Donna Summer wasn't just a disco queen. She was a songwriter and musician who influenced stars like Elton John.
I remember when I Feel Love came on at Studio 54, you just stopped in your tracks. What is this?
NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says a new HBO documentary on Summer, airing Saturday, comes from a unique perspective because her daughter was one of its directors.
The film Love to Love You, Donna Summer reminds us that Summer's introduction to America's pop music charts in 1975 was a particularly steamy moment. That song, which gives the documentary its title, was a smash hit that led the record company to dub her the First Lady of Love. But as the singer herself would say, it fed a sultry image that was not her actual personality.
I approach it as an actress. I'm not trying to be me. What I am there to do is to become the character.
But Love to Love You struggles to explain who Summer actually was, despite including interviews with family members, archival clips, home movie footage, and input from her daughter, actress and director Brooklyn Sudano. Sudano co-directs the film with Oscar and Emmy-winning documentarian Roger Ross Williams. Here, her sister, Amanda Ramirez, speaks out on how secretive their mother could be.
We were never allowed in her room. The door was always locked. We would find out things by reading newspaper articles they had clipped out and hidden in places. I actually remember the first time that we heard Love to Love You. Didn't even know it existed. Brooklyn came in the room and was like, "Have I got a song for you to hear?"
The film also makes the case for Summer's creativity as a songwriter, noting how she worked with longtime producer Giorgio Moroder to create the percolating synthesizer part powering her next big single, which Elton John loved, called I Feel Love.
When I went in to do it, I had the sense that I was floating, and that's what we wanted to maintain, that floaty kind of, that elation that you feel when you're in love, that kind of...
Born LaDonna Adrian Gaines and raised in Boston, Summer grew up singing in church and moved to Germany for a production of the musical Hair, where she began making records. The film offers lots of performance footage and behind-the-scenes clips recounting her fights with her record company, abusive lovers, and struggle to be recognized as more than just a disco queen. But perhaps because Summer held back from her family, the film rarely digs deeply into any aspect of her life before moving on, especially when Brooklyn Sudano asks her uncle, Rick Gaines, about allegations his sister was molested by a church pastor.
Uncle Ricky, Mom never talked about being abused by the pastor with me. Did she ever talk to you about it?
Yes. He did a lot of damage to a lot of people. Did the devil's work better than most. It became a defining moment in her life. It's not easy when you don't tell. I have the ability to tell people. But how do you get out of it?
Even Summer's death in 2012 from lung cancer is handled obliquely, with fleeting glimpses of what she went through provided by a few short stories from family members. Such pivotal moments deserve a bit more detail. Without them, the audience remains at a troubling distance. For those who only know Summer through hits like She Works Hard for the Money and Last Dance, HBO's film offers important context about her talent and lots of great performance footage. But like the artist herself, the film can also be frustratingly enigmatic, just when you want to know more. I'm Eric Deggans. So let's dance.